Welcome, everyone. My name is Amanda, and I'm the events coordinator for Shamanism Without Borders, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice, supporting shamanic practitioners who tend to natural disasters, acts of terrorism, war, pollution, and anything that causes disruption and suffering to humanity, to the animal and plant life, and the Earth's delicate biosystem. Today's SWB process will be focused on working with air and led by Lena Stevens, SSP board member and co-founder of the PowerPath School of Shamanism. Thank you, Lena, for taking the time to join us in leading this month's live community call to action event. We welcome you to the call.
Thank you, Amanda, and welcome everyone who is participating in this call, and also a big welcome to those of you who are not live on this call but will be listening to it at some point in the future. So the focus of our SWB call today is to study a little bit about working with air and experiencing a little bit about working with air. Air as an element, as an ally. And certainly there are many disasters that happen that are air related, such as tornadoes and hurricanes and, you know, big windstorms that tend to create situations where there is perhaps loss or suffering or difficulty on the planet. So as usual, what we will do now is begin the session by just bringing everyone into a neutral state. So you can ground yourself however you tend to do that. I like to put a big grounding cord, a root, down into the earth and take a deep breath and just allow all of my emotions, all of your emotions and judgments and feelings, fear perhaps, just let it all fall away. So that what you're left with is an empty channel. You want to get to a state of neutrality where you can be a hollow bone, where you can allow the wisdom that is bigger than your personality to come in and help you with whatever it is that you are focusing on. So in this case, when we're working with air, this would be used when you're tending to a situation where air is involved. So let's get ourselves into neutral, taking a couple of deep breaths. Now you have your grounding cord. Take that channel upward through all of your chakras, up through your head, and grow it into the sky, where you connect with the heavens, with the wisdom of the sun and the stars and the moon, and the wisdom of Father Sky. And we ask for Father Sky and for Mother Earth to keep us aligned with that neutrality as we focus on this Shamanism Without Borders experience. And now we'll bring the container in. We always create a container, and you may have ways of creating a container for your own work. I like to bring in the directions, starting with the East. Spirit of the East, we ask that you support us in this Shamanism Without Borders experience. Bring us some new information, some new wisdom, new way to look at things, perhaps. Point us in a new direction. Inspire us with something new. Spirit of the South, we ask you to be part of this container, and we ask you to connect us with the heart of the matter, the heart of the spirit of the wind and air. The heart of whatever it is that we're tending to, so that we can open that heart up and support us with all the healing energy that we can access. Spirit of the West, We ask that you be part of this container and that you bring with you your wisdom of how to let go of our attachments to how things ought to be and how to shift the energy so that we can bring in something new and we can formulate a new dream, perhaps, for the situation. In Spirit of the North, we ask that you be part of this container, and we ask that you support us with power, with the allies that are willing to help us, with the strength and with the courage, if that's what's needed during this time of tending. And we call upon Pachitata, Spirit of the Sky, and the energy of the sun, and the moon, and the stars. And we ask that you protect us, that you protect each and every one of us as we go through this process, and that you bring us clarity in the form of information, in the form of vision, clarity wherever we need it. And Pachamama, Spirit of the Earth, we are connected with you. We ask that you be part of this container and that you anchor us. You hold us in your big lap and you provide for us your wisdom that we might need in this tending process. And then we call upon the allies that wish to be part of this. Certainly we call upon the wind and the spirit of air, and the breezes on the planet, the atmosphere. We call upon you as a spirit, as an ally to be with us, as we will be working with you. And we call upon all of the spirits and all of the allies that are connected to the spirit of air, the birds, all the winged creatures, all the winged insects that fly, anything that uses air for mobility. We call upon you as an ally, should you wish to participate. We also call upon the trees as allies that work with the wind, work with the aspect of communication. So now that we've set our container, let's talk a little bit about the spirit of air and what it represents. Air is masculine. It's a spirit that has a masculine quality. And it's our breath. It is what gives us life. It's what keeps our energy moving in and out of the body. If you want to move energy, you breathe deeply. Those of you who have done breath work know this. You take in the breath. There are many, many meditations, many practices that use breath. So we focus on the breath, but we also must acknowledge that there's the spirit of air that is part of every breath. That if we take in air, if we take in a breath, we are inviting the spirit of air to come and play with us, to come and clean us out, to give us energy, to give us life, perhaps to give us insight or to make a change. So it's the first thing we need to do is become personally aware of air as an ally, of air as a spirit. Now, of course, the condition on the planet is that we have a lot of pollution, so the air is not as clean. But there are places, of course, with clean air. And whether or not an area is polluted, the spirit of air is still the spirit of air. And in fact, when you acknowledge that air is an ally, that the spirit of air is a very powerful ally, then that can assist and help and tend to some of the pollution that we have. So just as we mentioned in the session around water, if you want rain, work with water. If you want clean air and if you want something to be cleaned away, then work with the spirit of air. So if you want something that that requires that elemental, then you work with that elemental. So working with spirit of air, the quality of air, or the ally of the spirit of air is related to the lungs of the physical body, also related to the lungs of the planet. So the planet has lungs. It breathes through photosynthesis, through the trees, through the greenery. It requires the sun. So the sun is involved. The sun is also masculine. So sun, air, the lungs, all masculine. Now, I was made aware of fairly recently that, of course, we have had these major fires. What that does to the lungs of the earth is it stagnates them. It impacts them. So there is some healing to be done there. Whether or not that comes up in this session, it might, because we're speaking of air in general terms, but we will also do several processes where you will get a chance to choose something, or something will choose you that needs tending. So lungs, what they represent, our ability to breathe, our ability to move energy. When things are stagnant and they feel stuck, it's because there's no energetic circulation. And what creates circulation in the body is breathing. So it's not that the blood begins to flow more rapidly and then you begin to breathe deeper. It's that it has to start with the breath. So it has to start with the spirit of air to actually bring about the circulation that might be necessary to move some energy and to make some changes. So the quality of the spirit of air is also about change. And there is a saying, the winds of change are coming. The winds of change. Wind can move trees, branches, leaves. It can move water. Hurricanes, tornadoes, it can move the physical environment in its powerful way. So when you have stagnation of energy, wind is required, breath. You can create wind inside of your own body, working with the lungs, working with the breath. And breath work is about that. So here's another aspect of air and of lungs. As lungs are masculine, they work with the spirit of air. They carry grief. It's the part of the physical body that carries grief. Now think about the last hundreds of years of layers and layers and layers of grief that has been unresolved. All the wars, all the men, all the masculine energy that was traumatized during those wars and never really were able to process it out because there wasn't time in between wars and there wasn't time with going back into masculine productivity, action, create, produce. So there's lots of layers of grief on the planet right now, and that is related to lungs, the lungs of the planet. It's also connected in with your own lungs. So what do we have now on the planet? We have lots of different kinds of illnesses. We have asthma. We have flus. The flu this year was very much about the lungs. People's lungs were very compromised with this year's flu. We have viruses that are hitting the lungs. This is all because there's tremendous amount of congestion of grief. And if you take that concept out just a little farther, there is a lot of grief then that is in areas on the planet that where the area itself cannot get enough oxygen, cannot get enough breath, cannot get enough change, cannot get enough clearing. So working with air is also working with communication. The communication, the air helps the trees communicate with each other. It helps the insects communicate with each other. I think of things like the bee situation, which of course is somewhat compromised on the planet now as well. But the bees, they pollinate, they carry information, they carry fertility. They move through the air from one blossom to another, from one tree to another. They are very, very important. The birds, there's also an aspect that people are talking about, the birds disappearing. The birds are also related to air. They are also carriers of messages and information. In shamanic terms, allies that are birds, that are raptors, are messengers. They're very important to us. So these are all aspects of working with the spirit of air. So we're going to do a little process now. And for this, this is a lot of information, but for this, what we're going to do first is just connect with the spirit of air in your own body so that you get a real sense of this powerful ally that is available to you 24/7 that you can't live without, but you often take for granted. And we're going to just do some breathing as I play this flute, which is also about air. This is a clay flute that comes from the Andes. And now the apus, the mountain air in the Andes, is very rarefied and it's very pristine. So we're going to call that spirit of air in its most pristine form. And you're going to work with it with your breath in and out and just play with it. Say hello to it. See how it feels going into your body and moving through your lungs. And see if you can get in touch with how your lungs are connected with the lungs of all of our relations, perhaps compromised lungs, and the lungs of the earth. And whatever you get is fine. This is just an experience. So begin to breathe. When you breathe and when you blow, you are sending an energy out. So there are many shamanic traditions that use breath, they use the spirit of air to blow a prayer or to blow some energy or to blow a cleansing around someone or into a space. They pray through their breath. They blow it into a carrier for those prayers, like agua florida or even tobacco. So breath is used in conjunction with prayer. So you can use it in conjunction with other processes that you might do for Shamanism Without Borders, so that in your experience, in your tending, you might end with a prayer that is blown into, let's say, some agua florida or some tobacco, and then you blow it with the intention that it goes out to the area or into the person or out towards an event that needs a little bit of prayer, a little higher frequency, or a little cleansing. All right, so now we're going to do another little process. Now that you've gotten in touch with the spirit of air in your own lungs, in your own body, we're going to call in some of the allies that work with air. And for this, let's each individually just choose something that needs tending. And let's not let it be the coronavirus right now, because I'm going to actually do a focus on that more towards the end of this session. So let's do something else. But it could be related. It could be the fires in different places, or it could be the air quality that you know about is being very polluted. It could be the tornadoes. It could be hurricanes somewhere. So whatever it is, it could either be general or it could be a specific incident. But choose something to work with. And what we're going to do is do a little process here where we bring in the allies and we ask for information about what needs to be done here. And we'll also work with the spirit of air to see what information comes around what the air requires or would like us to help it with, and how the spirit of air will actually come in and help with the whole process. So for this, I'm going to use a little rattle and close your eyes. Think of your tending, the situation that you're going to be tending. And we're going to go on a little journey here. And as you just consider from a very neutral place, remember, you just consider whatever that situation is that you are drawn to do some tending on, just hold it. Just hold it in this container. And then we're going to call in some of the allies, whoever shows up, okay? Whoever shows up, whatever shows up, to help you tend the situation. And then we're going to communicate with those allies and see what they bring to the table.
So you man, no, you don't desire, 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 you don't desire,
Soyamando, soyamando, ayuda, desayuda, para curaciones, para limpianos, Lara para todo, limpia, limpia, limpia. Airi siti poderosa, airi de las montañas, guarida mando, luminando todo. Apusiti, airi siti de los apus, montaña, mando, airi siti de los ayúdame, estoy amando, para todo, limpiando, limpia, arreglando todo. Now just take a moment to ask that ally or allies that came in to help you or what it is that you're tending. Just ask them for some messages. Ask them for their instructions. What does the situation need? Not what you think it needs, but what does the situation need? What is it asking for? And whatever instructions you receive, just make a note of them. It's very possible that there might be something for you to continue with after the call in your own time. Now we're going to bring in the ally of the condor. The condor is a very powerful raptor, winged one, working with the spirit of air. And the condor uses the air currents, as most birds do. But the condors are amazing. The vultures are as well. They work very closely with the heat and the coolness and the currents that are in the air. When you need to move energy, condor is a very good ally to have that will work with the spirit of air. So just as those of you who work with eagle, or those of you who work with the spirit of hawk, or any of the other birds, we're used to working just with the birds. But when you consider bringing in the spirit of air as an ally as well, then it puts it into just another dimension. So this is a little song to the condor. I've got some feathers here. And you can either use this process to assist with whatever it was that you received as an area to tend, or you can think of something else that may need a good clearing. Because the spirit of condor, working with air, condors really gobble up the garbage. They can really put that additional cleansing and cleaning energy behind
whatever your process is. So think about what needs to be cleaned. It may be something in your tending, or it may be something else that you choose or something that chooses you that needs cleaning. It could even be your lungs. Yumi taine kondo kondo si taie Yumi tae podero saimano Ae si di podero salimpiando Yumi taine kondo si ti limpio Ae de montaña pusite podero sa kondo si te Mantae bocaya Kondo sita abu sita ari sita limbi ando limbi ando limbi yo limbi ando todo yo en el mundo limbi ando cada uno por manía limbi ando aire sucio de aire limpia 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 kondo sita limbi ando Limpia, 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 plumita y de conobo. Muchas gracias, cono, si te poderoso. Ayudándome yo, si te plumita y limpiando, limpia, limpiando, limpia, limpiando, limpia, limpiando, limpia, limpiando, limpia, curando, limpia. Arreglando limpia con el aire siete, viento si estoy limpia, viento si estoy limpia, aire si estoy limpia, espíritu limpia, cuando si estoy plumita aire limpiando, limpia, 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 limpiando. Okay, so now we're going to just turn our attention over and do a little process here about this virus. Now we need to look at the virus as a as something bigger than just the virus, as a condition on the planet that needs attention. All of this impacted, compacted grief energy, all of this toxicity, bad air, pollution, old karma. It's just so thick and dense. So again, just focus on your own lungs right now. And breathe in the spirit of air through your breath. And as you breathe air in, consider that the prayer that is coming into your lungs on the spirit of air is one of forgiveness. One of forgiveness and cleansing. And as you breathe it in, imagine that that prayer, which is carried on the air, comes in on your breath, and it permeates your whole lungs. All that energy of forgiveness, that beautiful prayer coming in on the breath. And as you exhale, just let go of anything that feels negative, that feels non-congruent, that feels old, that feels karmic, that feels painful, that feels grieving, that feels congested. Let it go. So we're going to just continue to breathe in this signature, this prayer of forgiveness. And as you continue to let it go, imagine that you are breathing for the lungs of the planet, that you are breathing for all of our relations out there that are carrying ancestral grief, that are carrying the grief of the planet. They're carrying the grief of warfare and of violence and of slavery. They're carrying grief and they're carrying pain and they're carrying positions of material that hasn't been processed and hasn't been forgiven. So just continue breathing, do this process. Continue letting it go. Breathe in forgiveness. Let go. Exhale. For all our relations, breathe in forgiveness. Spirit of the air, beautiful, powerful ally. Heal the lungs. Move the grief out. Bring in life force into every cell. Breathe as deep as you can. Release. And know that as you release from your own lungs, the spirit of air as an ally is helping. But you're doing it for all of your relations. For those who are suffering on the planet. For the congestion. The pollution. Breathe in forgiveness and beauty and joy and life. And just consider that you can come up with your own prayer, your own song. And you can breathe it out. You can send it out into anything that needs it. And it will be carried on the spirit of air. Beautiful, powerful ally, the spirit of air. And so we thank first of all, the spirit of error for being so present with us and such an ally and so willing to participate. Thank you, Aiti Sita. And we thank all of the allies, all the birds, all the insects, the trees, the sun, all the allies that work with air, all the plants and animals. And we're grateful for our own lungs that can move energy in such a powerful way. And we thank and release the container, all the allies that held the container for us to do this process. We thank Pachamama and Father Sky and Spirit of the North and Spirit of the West, Spirit of the South, Spirit of the East. And with great gratitude, we give thanks to Spirit. We give thanks for our lives. Take a deep breath. Thank yourselves for participating. Thank you all for participating in this. And thank you again, Spirit of Air.
Thank you, Lena, for leading this month's SWB Call to Action process working with air. If this work resonates with you and you are interested in finding ways to become further involved, this April, SWB will offer a free in-person leadership training workshop led by Jose and Lena Stevens for those committed to facilitating this work as an SWB community leader. For more information about this event, our free online trainings, the SWB guidebook, and more, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. We also invite you to join our Shamanism Without Borders Facebook community to share with each other the information and instructions you may have received during today's ceremony, remembering to report this information in a neutral and compassionate way. These monthly online events are supported by the Society for Shamanic Practice, a nonprofit organization dedicated to growing and supporting shamanic communities through membership, programs, events, and donations. We invite you to join us for next month's Call to Action, Working with Earth, led by Lena Stevens, on Tuesday, April 14th at 1 p.m. Mountain, hosted by the Society for Shamanic Practice at shamanicpractice.org. Have a wonderful month, and thank you for joining us.